This is Christoph de Babylon on Digital Hardcore Recordings, 12-inch, called, Destroy Berlin is the title of the EP, but this track is Residuum. And before that, it was Quickspace Supersport on Kitty Kitty Records with Friend. Suppose that's really me talking over the end of that. Anyway, this is the first coming up from Dweeb, who are Chris Dweeb, vocals, guitar and beatbox. He says John Dweeb, vocal, guitar, samples. That's Christoph de Babylon being ambitious. I didn't know that bit came up at the end. Is there any more? That's pretty neat. Lara Dweeb on vocals, keyboards and guitar. Anyway, Dweeb, and this is Theme from Dweeb.
Sunday at 7, the concluding part of the Brian Ferry story.
He's always been accused of being either a snob or a social climber. And the strange thing is that Brian does actually spend all of his time writing music.
You know, you get the groove, you get the atmosphere, and you get a great top line. And without that, I don't think it's going to be Brian Ferry.
We were working 56 tracks, and there's still no producer. And at this point, I had no manager. So regardless of cost, it was just like an ostrich head in the sand ploughing on.
More royal revelations from the King of Cool, Brian Ferry, this Sunday at 7.
97 to 99 FM.
Also, the concept of an ostrich head in the ground ploughing on is quite attractive. This is Transglobal Underground.
It's
sounds Global Underground on Nation Records, a track from the LP Psychic Karaoke, and that's called Lexicona. Sometime before that, it was Dweeb, and the first from them in session, their debut session for the programme, and that was called Theme from Dweeb. I think Trans Global Underground are playing in Manchester tonight, unless I'm much mistaken, and with the Black Star Liner. I know this, or I suspect this, because Al William was on the phone hoping that I could somehow get him into the gig. If you're listening, William, I have failed to do so. A poor parent indeed. Simon Joyner in session this afternoon as well, and it's obviously been looking forward to a session from him for some time. We've tried a couple of times in the past to get him in here when he's been travelling through Europe and have failed. This time we succeeded.
This is not a song. This is just one of those vivid dreams. This is not a song, but it needs you just the same. Sometimes I wake up in the darkness when I know I should have stayed asleep. If you remember to be drunk, you'd be better to get married. If you remember to be drunk, you'd be better to get married. Sometimes it takes a teaspoon of milk just to see that bowl of sweet cherries. Put my life out like a candle, smears two fingerprints. Saw a child crouch down, write my name in wet cement. She said, I know you're in a hurry, but could you give an angel a minute? Well, I don't want to get up with the moon still in place and this bad dream passing through the lines in my face. There may be blood on my shirt sleeve, but I think I can see a clean, clear interstate. So how will my heart know when it's time to stop? Put the squeeze on the veins and let the temperature just drop. Sometimes you sleep until the sun gets a chance to rise. Sometimes you wake up in the dark. Silver skies and golden needles pale eyes and the cold milk.
From Omaha, Nebraska, or Nebraska, as they almost certainly don't say in those parts, that's Simon Joyner in session, the first from him, which is called Milk. I think now something from The Fall, why not?
in a mirror and said, I am not him. He stood outside a bar and raised the nerve to go in. The window hosted at least 45 men.
Fall at their most playful, a track from the LP The Light User Syndrome. That's the ballad of Jay Drummer. There may be more from this LP before the programme ends. This is A Spider Web. Thank you. Well, that's on the No U-Turn label, 12-inch by Spidernet, which is called Awake, I think, if I played the right side of it. And from Hemiola Records of Leeds, this is a tune called Aha, Sissy Arsonist, from an EP which is called Demaxium, I think, which is also the name of the band. During the Sound City Week, I did go for evening classes to learn how to pronounce the name of this band, but I've forgotten what I was told. But Dymaxion will do, D-Y-M-A-X-I-O-N, from a 7-inch on Hemiola Records, and that was Aha, Sissy Arsonist. This is, after the news, rather, it'll be Reverb.
97 to 99 FM Radio.
Reverb on Radio 1, a single on Badlands Records, famously Steve Lamacq's favourite label, I seem to remember reading at one stage, produced by Will Sargent, and that's called Velocity Fall. And the trouble with these exciting new cans that I've got is if I turn them up loud enough to the sort of level that gives me pleasure, they start whistling, you see. No, they're not doing it today. Well, there you go. So I'm talking nonsense, not for the first time. Simon Joyner in session. I was hoping that there'd be an intimate and friendly note from Simon somewhere amid the piles of paper and things, but nothing at all. Anyway, he's probably back in Omaha, Nebraska now, and this is his Born of Longing.
A baby begins chewing on letters on woodblocks to get to the root of the problem he has. All your language is splinters and it can't stick together. When you open your mouth, you start losing your head. And you still can't tell me why the sky is blue. Are you embarrassed by legends of cowboys and maidens? Remember how David caught a giant on his tongue? The light through the window is full of the dust of past heroes, and they're never destroyed, they're only scattered around. By the drunk wind spilling his guts. So a child lights a fire just to look in the mirror, for soon he'll be wearing his papa's gray beard. All the days in the country full of flame and born of longing, into the haze of the cityscape they all but disappear. Like horses running out of prairie. But if the stars can't quit dreaming, and if the sun is still sleeping, then beholden they'll swallow the sad empty space. While the moon casts her shadows and spells on new lovers who must blush as they brush the hair from their faces. And the crickets know nobody is immune. You assume that I'm wounded, 'cause I'm hunchbacked and hooded, but I've got a dream just like any honest man. I might keep it hidden, so sweet is my burden. If someone tried to steal it, they'd have to cut off my hands. For it's as heavy and as precious as gold. Well,
if Simon's listening or gets to hear this later on, I'm glad you made it, Simon. Simon Joyner in session. That's called Born of Long. This is Ian Pooley's Chord Memory, remixed by Mark Bell from LFO on Force Inc. Chord Memory Remixes is the not unsurprising title of the EP. And before that, it was Simon Joyner, Born of Longing. I think I said that at the time. And here's something that I should have mentioned last weekend, but what with one thing and another, didn't. At this very moment, there is the two-day hardcore benefit festival number 6 going on at the 1 and 12 Club, Albion Street, Bradford. And it goes on tomorrow as well. I'm not quite sure what time of day it starts. Perhaps it starts... Let's settle for lunchtime, shall we? Anyway, today you probably missed Undone and Portobello Bones and possibly Baby Harpsier. But then again, you may not, because they do say that these things are not necessarily in order and the running order may change. But there's going to be a lot of bands playing there anyway at the 1 in 12 Club in Albion Street, Bradford, including possibly Undone, Portobello Bones, Baby Harpsier, Hard to Swallow, Tribute, Unborn, Withdrawn, Broccoli, Face Down and Beacon. That's today. And then tomorrow, Per Etre, it says. Probably should be Per Tetre, actually. One of my O-levels. I knew I'd get to use it eventually. Unsilent Minority, Curl, Cradle, Solanke, Faceache, Schema, Outbreak and Ebola. And some of these will have been heard on this programme, some will not. Right, where are we now? Oh, yeah, 3 coming up from Dweeb. For some reason, when I was putting this programme together, I just thought, let's play all of those Dweeb numbers back-to-back, and there's a sound reason for it at the time, but frankly, I've forgotten what it was. The first track is called Session Fodder for John.
One, two, three, go!
All brief and to the point. Wish everybody showed such economy. Three tunes from Dweeb in session. The first of them, Session Fodder for John. Couldn't quite figure what that was all about. Sounded mildly critical, but nothing wrong with that at all. Long overdue, I'd say. The one in the middle is Scooby-Doo, which is the B-side of the current single. And the third one is called Retard. This is Black Star Liner. Before I played, thanks to Tony Austin from Cowes on the Isle of Wight for the letter. I may have acknowledged this before, but if I haven't, I apologise for not doing it earlier. And he says, could you play something for himself and for Georgina and Zoe and Daniel? Well, this would seem to be a good thing to play. This is from Black Star Liner, as I say, a new single. That's on EXP Records. I mean, I'm sure they call it EXP Records, but EXP sounds more fun. It doesn't at all, actually. Black Star Liner, though, and the EP is called Halal Rock, and that was Dougie Dole, and they're involved in a bunch of dates at the moment, as I pointed out to you earlier on. They're supposed to be in Manchester tonight, I believe, but the ones that I've got confirmed here, whatever the date is today, hold on a sec, I'll have to look it up. 25th today, right. So that means that the ones... Oh, yeah, you go. Manchester University, May the 25th, it says, the one that Al William isn't going to be able to get into. May the 27th, Essential Music Festival in Brighton, of course. How I wish I could be there. May the 30th, Oxford Zodiac. May the 31st, London University Union. June the 1st, Bristol Arts Centre. Are there more on the other side? No, there are not. They're also involved in the... this is Black Star Liner we're talking about here. Also involved in the Sun in the East presentation, Sundance Multicultural Music Festival in Norwich, or just outside Norwich, at Earlham Park next to the university, on Saturday the 22nd of June. Not only Black Star Liner, but also Dread Zone, Transglobal Underground, Definition of Sound, Osric Tentacles, The Aloof, Honky, Environmental Science, Dub Warriors, Jocasta, The Heads, Kasume, Electric Groove Temple, and so it goes on. So that sounds like a good one as well, said he rather inconclusively. And this is a track from Trackstar on Silver Girl Records, an LP that plays at 45, but you don't catch me out with that kind of thing. The LP is called Sometimes What's the Difference?
I don't want to try anymore. I don't want to take the time anymore. I don't want to lie anymore. I don't want to hit the walls anymore. We were only friends anyway. We kind of draw you to put you away. I don't want to try anymore. I don't want to waste the time anymore.
On Silver Girl Records, that's Trackstar and number one from the LP, Sometimes What's the Difference, and that's the beginning of the next track, although I can try and pretend that it's actually some kind of background music that's playing in here in the studio, but I've been deceiving you. This next is the Swedish Elvis Presley, Eilert Pilar, backed by popular request from his LP Greatest Hits, and this is how he does She's Not You.
Her hair is soft and her eyes are also blue. Whispering your name, she even kisses her like you used to do. And it's just breaking my heart, 'cause she's not you. And it's just breaking my heart, 'cause she's not you.
Whisper my name anytime he likes. That's Eilert Pilam, She's Not You, from Green Pig Productions, from somewhere in Sweden that I can't pronounce, from the Greatest Hits LP. And this is one of those rare things, an LP which actually gets better the more of it that you hear. The place is called Ormskoldsvik, actually, because there are four tracks coming up. That was track 13, She's Not You. But when we get to, let's see, what is it? Long Tall Sally, All Shook Up, Love Me, and Heartbreak Hotel. I would like to play them to you as a sequence, but frankly, I suspect that there are a number of you who would not be able to take it. Back with Simon Joyner, two of his tunes now. The first of them, Hood.
Comes the gal and Robin Hood. He's back from swinging through the trees. He's got silver wrapped around his fingers and gold driven deep into his teeth. So what did you steal this morning? What did you get for free? You know I've got a wife and children. I could use some of that generosity. See, I ain't accustomed to standing in bread lines or getting my soup for free. For the want ads, they cost me a dollar to buy, and the news, it wasn't good enough to eat. Well, I know you're a man of honor, a real stand-up guy, when you're not breaking into people's homes while they sleep. You know how to impale and how to hold your ale. And your heart, it just goes out to folks like me. You want the princes purged from their palaces. You wanna spread the wealth around, while the criminals line up for portraits wearing royal hand-me-downs. Well, me, I'm just a man, just a regular Joe. I don't claim to make a fantastic living. I work with my hands, not with arrows and bows. I'm not trying to prove anything. So what did you steal this evening? What did you get for free? You know I've got a wife and children. And your good deeds are legendary. I only came to you 'cause I lost my means, and I heard you had more than your fill. You know I planned me a garden, but the kids are starving and I haven't got the time to kill. It meant so much to me. So now I'm lost and empty. They always leave with something. Always leave with something, and it's harder than Satan's heels. It's harder than Satan's heels. It's harder than Satan's heels. But I've been drinking. My mother sent some flowers, a dozen long stem roses. When you're anxious, flowers make you nauseous. They're just so sweet and presumptuous. But they always leave you with something. They always leave you with something, and it's harder than Satan's heels. It's harder than Satan's heels. It's harder than Satan's heels. But I've been dreaming.
Little bits of several folks that I like in what Simon does, but he ends up being his own man, no question. Simon Joyner in session for the first time, hopefully not for the last. Two tunes, Hood and Hotter Than Satan's Tail. Perhaps next time he comes over to Europe, and I think he doesn't come to Britain very often, but he's done gigs in Holland and Germany and Belgium from time to time, we might get him to come into the studio and do something live. That would be excellent. And here's a letter from Calvin Party. You know how much I like their work. They play on Tuesday the 4th of June at the Hacienda in Manchester, 13th of June at the New Adelphi Hull, on Monday the 17th of June at the Norwich Arts Centre. I'll be there for that for sure. Friday the 21st, Manchester Roadhouse, and Monday the 24th, Manchester Castlefield Field Arena. And anything. Oh, here's another one. This is from Peptone. You may have heard their entertaining single Amazing Grace last weekend. Perhaps you didn't. But they're playing on Thursday the 30th of May, an in-store performance at Tower Records in Argyle Street, Glasgow. That's a sort of single launch with the band playing at 1 o'clock. Then on Wednesday the 5th of June, they're in London at Club Momrath, upstairs at the Laurel Tree, Balham Street in Camden. And they're on stage at 8:45 at that one. That's Peptone. And this is Chris Sattinger. We'll be right back.
Radio 1. Music live on tour.
Live music this summer. Shows the music.
97 to 99 FM.
Radio.
Music live.
I'm a little puzzled by that, because it seems to incorporate Brix's contribution to the He Pep track. But this is Oxymoron by The Fall from the LP The Light User Syndrome. Before that, Chris Staffinger, a Tech Organ Grinder, which is on Kickin' Records from the double LP Sine Wave New York. Volume 3. Now, I played this, oh, I don't know how long ago it was, doesn't matter anyway, but I heard Kershaw play it again a couple of weeks ago, and it sounded so good coming out of my radio that I thought it'd sound good coming out of yours. When Andy played the track, he had some difficulty in pronouncing the name of the ensemble, and but it is the Royal Cushite Philharmonic Orchestra, which sounds rude to some people, but, I mean, there were people who cropped up, I think, in, like, the Old Testament. I forget exactly who they were, but I know that they were around, the Cushites. Anyway, on Roots Records, and apparently recorded in Ethiopia from an LP called New World Order. That was Miseducation. This is, on the other hand, hold on a second, this is Bark Market from their LP called El Ron on Play It Again Sam Records. Bit of fidgeting in the studio first, which is always irritating. Go on, get on with it. It
smells like a hell inside here. Too thick to clear your ears. Are you
can be in just try not to cry, not to hide. Sonny, listen how I survive. I survive.
As we used to say, that's Bach Market, and the track's called The Visible Cow, on Played Against Sam Records, an LP called L. Ron, presumably something to do with L. Ron Hubbard, although exactly what, I have no idea at all. I always like to see a 10-inch LP arrive in the mail, and this one comes from Teenage Kicks Records of Cologne, Cologne, Germany, of course, in case you confuse it with any other Cologne. The LP's called The Main Attraction. It's by Holly Go Lightly. Something very nice, too, on Teenage Kicks Records from Cologne. That's Holly Golightly. The track's called The Better of Me. And for those of you who listen to these... As I say, that's another one that I heard falling out of my radio, and as I was driving home on a Sunday evening listening to Kershaw's programme, Ali Fakatouri and Yamali Gakayoyo, and it's on World Circuit Records from an LP called Radio Mali, which is early stuff that he did, and a lot of it extraordinarily beautiful, like that track. This is Beatnik Film Stars from their latest EP, which comes kind of wrapped in a piece of wallpaper, really, not, I'm afraid, the sort of wallpaper that we would have at Peel Acres.
I just can't wait to be. Let me have a go.